In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Each week of Advent, we begin our worship service with the lighting of the Advent wreath. And each week, there's a different theme that relates to Advent and to the coming of Jesus. If you look on the front of our bulletin today, you see an Advent wreath, candles at the top, and the theme is written in little, tiny, small letters. You almost need a magnifying glass, but the themes are there. The first week, our theme was hope. The first candle reminds us that, like those of long ago, we hope that the Messiah will come again. We wait and we hope that Jesus will come again into our lives. The second candle on the wreath reminds us of peace. In Advent, we wait for Jesus. We wait for the Prince of Peace because we need peace in our world. We need peace in our community. We need peace in our lives. Today, the third Sunday of Advent, the theme is joy. Now, today is often called Mary Sunday. And the pink candle on the wreath, well, it's pink for Mary. And the pink candle reminds us of Mary's joy when she was visited by the angel. Joy is such an important human feeling, an important emotion that we feel. Maybe it's the most important feeling that we have. Maybe it's the most important emotion that we experience. So for you, how would you describe it? For you, what does joy feel like? Well, someone once said that joy runs deeper than mere pleasure, that it's more enduring than fun, that it's more intense and thrilling than happiness. You see, joy runs deep into our core and it radiates throughout. Joy is the response of something deep in our soul to someone or to something that we love. This week, as I considered joy, I read different authors and theologians who talked about the difference between joy and happiness. You see, joy and happiness, they're not the same thing. One of them said, joy is a feeling, it's an emotion that goes much deeper than happiness. Happiness is an inch deep and a mile wide, while joy is a mile deep and a mile wide. And I like that definition. There's a sense in which happiness has a self-centered aspect to it. You see, happiness, it's about me and my feelings, how I feel. So that's kind of the current notion of happiness in our culture. Our self-help books like 7 Steps to Personal Happiness that we can read, we think, oh, I'm going to read this book and I'm going to finally be happy. See, happiness has an individual focus. While joy is a steady state, joy is the whole picture rather than the response of the moment. Joy can be something more intense. It can be something that can bubble up and at times almost be overwhelming. See, joy is a state of being. It's a good feeling in our soul. And because joy is in our soul, it involves God's activity. Joy comes from the work and from the presence of God as God helps us see the beauty of the world and helps us see God's presence in it. Joy is deeper than happiness. See, we can't feel joy without feeling peace and contentment and gratitude. Now, the Bible doesn't talk a lot about happiness, but in the Bible, there are lots of conversations, lots of stories about joy. Like in the next life, the Bible tells us that we'll all have joy because we'll finally be with God. Just as God has always wanted, just as God has always intended for us to be. In the epistles in the New Testament, Paul wrote to the early Christians about joy. And he spoke of not joy in place of, but joy in spite of sufferings and oppression and other things that they were going through. See, Paul in his letters wrote about, and early church leaders in the first and second centuries taught about, Christians having joy in spite of our circumstances. That's joy through our relationship with God and through the presence and through the love of God in our lives. Well, today in the epistle reading, in his letter to the Philippians, Paul wrote, and we just heard in the passage, where Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Now, Paul wasn't talking about season's greetings. He wasn't talking about something that we read this time of year on a holiday card. But no, to rejoice in the Lord always, that points to a joy that is always there, a joy that is not only enduring, but that sustains us. Sustains us when we're worn down by life and by circumstances and by events that are beyond our control. See, Paul was talking about a joy rooted in an ongoing relationship with God that's built on trust. A joy that's able to help us through moments of sadness, times of grief, times of hardship that we all go through from time to time. Times for us, like we've had the last few weeks in our family. You see, when you lose a parent, that's a big event. That's a milestone in one's life. And it's something that I'm still trying to put my head around, something I'm still trying to come to terms with. And I'll be honest, I feel different. I feel different than I did 2 weeks ago. I'm different. I don't know exactly how yet, but I think I'm a little bit different. At first, it was really strange this week to consider joy in light of all of what our family has been through. See, some milestones in life are more joyous than others. Like weddings and births and baptisms, those are times and moments with family that we all look forward to. Well, with this milestone, there was sadness and there was grief. And it brought up stuff in my life that I hadn't thought about or that I hadn't dealt with for years. So to think about and to read about joy this week, well, that was an odd thing, and at first didn't seem to fit at all with our family's experience. But then I was reminded that the seasons of the church year, they parallel our lives. And there's a reason that we celebrate them like we do. You see, there's a little bit of Advent in each of our lives. We're all waiting for Jesus. We're all waiting for Jesus to come again and to make everything right in our lives. Waiting for Jesus to make everything right in our world. We know the world as it is. It's not like God intended it to be. But one day Jesus will come and everything will be restored. But for now we wait. For now we wait and we get ready for Jesus. And so Advent themes like hope and peace and joy, they remind us what Jesus brings when He comes into our lives. And I was reminded this week we can even find joy in the hardest of situations. Between the sadness and the tears and the grief that we had, there were also moments of joy. Last Sunday afternoon, we drove up to Nashville for my dad's memorial service. And man, that's a drive nobody wants to make. Christina and I, we were quiet and gloomy. And if you remember last Sunday, it was cloudy and raining. It rained every inch of the way from Birmingham to Nashville. It was raining outside, and that's how we felt on the inside. Well, about an hour into our trip up I-65, there was a little boy in our back seat. Wesley was in the back seat, and out of nowhere, he started to sing. He sang, "I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart." Where? Down in my heart. And after singing that song, he moved on to Christmas songs like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Go Tell It on the Mountain and Silent Night. Now you have to understand, he's just learning the words to these songs. He doesn't get them all right, and he mispronounces like every second or third word. Without even realizing it, he provided a moment of joy that we needed on that car ride. And this week we received cards and emails and text messages. We felt your prayers, we felt your presence through flowers at the service and through food when we got home. And you see, usually I'm the one who's giving and I'm sharing and I'm doing these things to help other people, but not this week. I was the one receiving, and that was humbling, and we are grateful. I was reminded that's how God works. See, God loves us through one another. And God loved our family this week through all of you. And what you did for us made our week just a little bit easier and brought us some moments of joy. If you ever had times and weeks like these in your family, then you know that when it's finally all over, maybe it's at the reception, you have moments where you can just You can just sigh and take a breath. And when it's over, enjoy being with your family. At milestones in life, we see people that we haven't seen in years, and we have the opportunity to reconnect and to tell stories and share memories and laugh and enjoy being together. You see, we go through hard times in life, but even in the darkest of weeks, there are moments of joy. Because joy is always there. Just like God is always there in our lives. Sometimes it's just hard to see or a hard time. We have a hard time experiencing it. As someone said this week, the reason that it hurts so much is because we loved them so much. And that's true. See, it's painful now whenever we experience pain at a loss like this. It's painful because of how much joy that we shared with them. And the memories of times and years past. And the love and the joy that we share and that we give and that we receive from those that you and I care about. Well, that love and that joy has made a difference in each one of our lives. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't trade it for anything. I wouldn't give it away for anything. I wouldn't have it any other way. So we go through hard times and hard weeks, but there are times when God breaks in, when the clouds part and the light shines through. There are moments of laughter and levity, moments of gratitude and thanksgiving, and moments of peace. I was also reminded this week how temporary that this life truly is. Now, we all tell ourselves, oh yeah, I've got time. I've got time to do this, I've got time to do that, time to say this to this person. Or sometimes we wait for just the right time. But you know, none of us really knows how much time that we actually have. So if there's something that you want to do or something that you need to do or something that you need to say to someone, don't wait. Make it happen. Find a way. And because we don't know how much time that we actually have, well, that actually makes our time that much more valuable. Because you see, all we have is today. All we have is this moment. We don't know about tomorrow. Don't know what tomorrow might bring. And so today is important, and each and every day is valuable, and it's a gift, and it's important. And so that's why we must prioritize. We've got to do the things that mean the most in life, the things in life that matter the most. And that brings us back to this week's theme. We must pursue those things in life that bring us joy. So what is it for you? What is it in your life that brings you joy? How and when do you experience it? And for each of us, it might be something different. We've got to figure it out. We've got to pursue it. Maybe it's people. Maybe it's in places. Maybe it's in things. Maybe it's in experiences. Spend time with the people. Spend time in the places. Or spend time doing the things in life that bring joy to your soul. See, we know it when we feel it because joy is at the core of our being. We feel it deep down in the soul. And so when you feel joy, know that God is part of that. See, God is in that moment and in that experience. So joy is deep and profound and it's satisfying and it's healing and it's fulfilling. God is working in and through that moment to bring joy to you and to your soul. So the pink candle that we light today, the third Sunday of Advent, it reminds us of Mary. How Mary felt joy after the angel's visit. And how Mary would go on to allow God to work in her life and God to work through her life. Mary shared her joy with all of us so that ultimately in Jesus, God could bring joy to our world and joy to our lives. Amen.